for our feature interview this week. It was a real pleasure to see this athlete sprint down the Bray Promenade a few weeks back and take the win at the EcoTrail Wicklow 80K. And just before we chat to Muireann, just to say, guys, that it was really great to see and to chat to lots of the listeners of the show in person that day in Bray. Your support of the podcast means a lot. And with that being said, let's get on with the show and chat to the EcoTrail Wicklow 80K champ, Muireann McDonald. Muireann McDonald, you're very, very welcome to the show. Champion of EcoTrail Wicklow 2025 in the 80K. Muireann, great to have you on.
Oh, thank you so much, Owen. Thank you.
Well, Muireann, one of the reasons why I wanted to ask you on the show was because I remember sitting down on the Sunday, somewhere the Monday after the race, and, you know, obviously I saw you come home and, you know, we had a bit of a moment, we had a bit of a chat. It was really, really great. But there was a video that went up on social media a day or two afterwards, I think from the EcoTrail Wicklow team. And it was you sprinting down the promenade over the final kilometer. And you just looked so strong, looked so determined. And I said, Jesus, I want to run like that after 80 kilometers. I've got to talk to Muireann and find out how she runs like that after 80 kilometers with such strength and vigor in your stride. Maybe a question to kick things off, Muireann. How did you sum up the energy and the power to have such a strong finish? Is it to do with the training? Were you just full of joy, full of emotion? Talk to us about that final kilometer coming down Bray Promenade.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely like joy and relief. And just like, I guess the crowds as well were amazing. For some reason, I guess because of the weather, I was just expecting there to be no crowds. I was kind of telling myself it'll probably be quite quiet. Like, I was looking at the weather app and I was like, oh my God. Like, I was even saying it to my boyfriend, Nisha. I was like, I don't know if, like, you don't worry if you can't come, because it's actually, it might be really bad, the weather. But of course, it actually ended up clearing up in the afternoon. Yeah. And God, the crowds were so good. And I guess since I've done it before, I knew that the finish line was so, so close. And I think by then you're just like, you just tell yourself, this is the easy part. You just have to finish it now. And I knew as well, a few friends were at the finish line from my running club, Mild Activity. So, and they really helped as well.
Talk to us about EcoTrail, because you do have a fantastic relationship with it. You know, when I look up the IMRA website for your results or online, I don't really see much, but when I go to EcoTrail, I see, yeah, you did it in 2022 in the 19K, just to kick things off, maybe. You were back in 2023. I think you were 8th female athlete home, then a fantastic podium last year, and then you were back again this year, and you got the win, and a fantastic, wonderful 4th overall. So what is it about EcoTrail, and what do you do for the rest of the year?
I guess it's so funny, because that 2020 race, the 19K I did, it was a beautiful day, and I remember I got hooked after that. It was just so beautiful. And then 23, the weather was pretty rough, but for some reason I've always enjoyed it. Like, there's something about also the proximity of it from home. Like, I'm from Dublin myself, so being able to go there is, it's so simple. Just get the dart. I think I've just been so drawn to it. Every race, I've just been like, oh, that was so hard. I don't know if I'll do it again. And then you sign up again a few days after.
And do you focus, Muireann, on EcoTrail? I mean, do you go back 6 months and put a training strategy in place for it? I did see, I think, that you ran the Dublin Marathon a couple of years ago as well. So I don't know if you're road racing during the year, or if you're just up in the mountains, biking, hiking. Is there a specific focus for that podium and this year for the win, to go and get the win? Tell us about your build up and how you're so strong to, first of all, to win the race and have that fantastic finish towards the end. Where does it all come from? What's the secret?
I guess what I'd say is I'm like, through the years, I'm more of a road runner, I'd say. I I've just been marathon training. I joined a club called Modativity, and they're very community driven, and they basically, you just show up, see the same people or new faces, and you just do a run maybe once or twice a week. And I think just building from that community, you just kind of get sucked into it. Like you really start enjoying it. I really started enjoying running, but I guess the trail running was kind of like the addition. So they did trail runs as well, started to do a few of them, was really enjoying it. I also think COVID as well. I'm a nurse, and like I remember just needing to go outside was like the one of the priorities for myself. So going to whatever it was, going to Wicklow or just even cycling was a big thing as well. So I'd say that I was marathon training for all of the races, and Eco Trail was an addition to it, but I definitely would be trail running as well, like over the weekends and stuff like that. It was hard though to kind of fit in a lot of the trail running stuff, especially doing long runs.
So was the 80K in 23 and then 24, was that just a race a month before Dublin Marathon? Or is that what happened in those 2 years? That it was so something to do in the lead up to Dublin?
Yeah,
Wow.
basically. Basically, like a lot. Now, in fairness, trail running has always been like such a fun, I'd always enjoy it. Like 23 was there just to basically complete the 80K. Did it with my friend Laura. 24, I was not expecting at all to podium, and I just did it for fun with a few friends. It was great. That was oh, it was so fun. But then 25 was a little bit different because I think 24, when I got the third, I had it in my head. I was like, maybe if I just try a little, if I just actually focus a little bit more, I might be able to podium. But I am actually doing Dublin Marathon this year, so I guess it was just an addition again, but I was definitely a little bit more focused.
So were you maybe, I don't know, every second weekend up the trails of Wicklow and then the alternative weekend doing laps of the famous park on the roads or whatever it might have been? What was that how you approached it or?
Exactly. And the biggest thing is like having other people who are interested. So like my friend Ian, from Mild Activity, that club, and JP also from the club. I actually did the Glendalough Clover Relay with them in Imra, and they're fantastic. Very strong. Ian did the Backyard Ultra, and this year in Dublin, and JP did. He's a cross country runner, but originally in like in university, but he's a real big trail runner. So I kind of just joined them on their adventures, and then that probably helped me get better.
I suppose that maybe to give myself and the listeners a bit of context, then what type of marathon time were have you done, and what are you aiming for this year to try and link the two? What does an 80K Eco Trail champion run on the roads? If we can compare it all, what are your marathon times? What are you hoping for?
So my last one was in Amsterdam last year. That was, I think, 3:13, and I think I'm hoping to. I'm praying now because it's only tapering now to Dublin that I'll get a sub three, but we'll see.
Just good luck with that. Brilliant.
I
And
know. Oh my God.
the recovery has gone well over the
Yeah.
last couple of weeks.
Oh yeah. I have had a lovely holiday afterwards. But did very little afterwards. Horizontal time, as I'd like to say it. Just a lot of rest and recover. Because I think last year, 2024, because my friend Emily and myself did the 80K with a bunch of with a group of us, and we went, we took a few days off. We were like, oh, I think we can go back running again. And then, lo and behold, we got injured both at the same time, and basically did not run for 2 weeks before Amsterdam, but thankfully we were able to run and we were actually okay.
Well, you do realize that there's probably, marathon runners up and down the country who've been maybe trying for years to run sub three, and they're listening to you going, "This girl has just done 80K in Wicklow, then she went on holidays, and she's going to run sub three now in 2 weeks' time."
We'll see.
But sure, just to get back to the race itself, I mean, talk to us about the race, because I know there was a bit of a mess, wasn't there, on the first maybe major junction, where I don't know if you got caught up at that, where I'm not too sure what exactly happened with the steward, but people went the wrong way. And were you part of the group that went the wrong way, or did you manage to stay on track?
So, like, because I've done it so many times, I knew, even though the poor volunteer was saying, go this way, but I was like, that's back to Bray. There's no way that that's the right direction. So, I actually stopped and I just knew and then we started like shouting at the other people to go the other way because we saw them running down
Oh no, okay.
towards Bray. I know, and like my heart goes out to them because I can't imagine what it would feel like to be the first going down there. But I just knew from the previous times. I know that the route had been altered, I think, before the race, but like I knew that it was the left, not the right. So luckily I didn't go down there.
As you move through the kilometers and the mountains, I mean, I presume you were in the lead of the women's race from the very, very start, and again, right up there at the very top of the field. When did you realize, actually, well, actually, you know what? Today, I think I might actually get top of the podium today, and I've got a bit of a barrier here. I just need to keep on working hard. But when was that realization?
I think it was maybe it was the 20 to 30K mark. I think I remember seeing Niamh. She was I know I actually do I don't know her personally, but I've like because of my friend doing the Backyard Ultra, I know she does a lot of ultras and she's in she's so present in the trail running scene. So when I passed her, I kind of had a feeling in my head. I was like, if I just keep going and if I keep strong, then who knows what might happen. So, and it's funny, it's like trail running. I've never been in that position before and it's so mental. Like it's like you never know when they could just fly by you, like you've no idea where you are. So, I just said, look, I just keep going at the pace that I can keep going at and hope, just hope for the best as well.
Is there any trick to it, Maren? Are you working off heart rate? Are you looking at, or are you working off a pacing strategy, or is it just off feel and you're making sure that you get your carbohydrates into you every half an hour? I don't know, what are you doing from a nutrition point of view? Talk to us about your race tactics, if there was even any, apart from just, head down and running as fast as you could.
I guess what I would do definitely is like go by feel. I think it was I knew the Vartry Reservoir, it's a flat part of the race, and I knew that would be where my strong suit would be, where I could just let the legs basically go flow and just like keep going. And I knew that all my long runs and my marathon training would do me well. Like when I think about other trail runs, like I don't know, Seven Sisters or something like that, like the elevation is crazy, even in the 50K. So like you're looking at 4,000 meters. So for I feel like when you compare other trail races to Eco Trail, it's not as aggressive in terms of elevation. So that probably helped me with the marathon training. So I guess going out there, oh my God, Lucozade was like it really saved me many, many times, especially when I feel like half the race is just like being your like stomach issues, like be like you just don't want your stomach to give out. So it's literally I had like look I gels of course every half an hour to an hour and Lucozade just sipping at that water. I had biscuits because I just felt like I was like, I think that'll be nice on my stomach right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, that will not make me feel sick, basically, thinking about it. I
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
eat. I think I was eating Haribos coming down Bray. So
That was the secret to that sprint finish.
it
I think to win any big trail race we're in, I think you do have to be good at running uphill, descending, and running on the flat as well. You obviously have that flat speed on the more forgiving trails from your road marathon training. But would you consider yourself a good climber and a good descender as well?
I'd say I'm a good climber. Descender? I'd say I'm pretty slow. Compare I remember doing a trail race a while ago just for fun in Vancouver, and I can tell you like the Canadians are some different kind of beast when it comes to trail running. Like they were flying down what was like shale. I was shook, but then I realized I was like, okay, this is obviously like, yeah, there's different, different levels of trail running that I'd like to get to.
Yeah, and I suppose just say with more time in the mountains, you can work on that technical descending. For me, that's always been the hardest part, Muireann, absolutely. And then in the overall race, Muireann, you were fourth overall. I mean, if for someone who says that maybe you need to improve your descending, even with that, you were still fourth out of a field of, I think, of 142 finishers. And one thing that I wanted to ask you was when you did cross the finish line, I said, our wonderful champion. And I said, and also a fantastic fourth place overall. And then a very good friend of mine from Imre came up to me and said, Owen, I need to pull you up just there on your commentary at the finish line. You said that Muireann was fourth overall, but it's not necessary to say that Muireann was fourth overall because she wasn't racing in the overall field. She was racing in the women's field. And that's all that you need to mention, that there's the men's field and there's the women's field, and comparing the women and the men together isn't necessary. It's not needed. I didn't agree, Muireann. I thought it was a very valid point to tell everybody that you are fourth overall, and that was said out of great respect and admiration. I don't know if you have any strong views on it either way, or maybe no views at all, and that you're just happy to be the winner and to be fourth overall. What do you think? Was my friend in Imre, did he have a valid point at all?
I think it was a lovely thing to say. I was delighted. I didn't even think that I was fourth. I think it's nice to get the recognition. I know all my friends who I saw at the finish line were like screaming that as well. So I was overjoyed to hear that, and I think it's all right to say it, I think because especially it is a tough race, and to think that you got fourth overall, it is an achievement. And I guess when I do remember going past the gentleman who plays fifth overall, and like I know I guess I am against the women, but I'm also against other people as well, and who are running in the same race. So I think it's a valid point. I
Yeah,
don't
I know. Great. And tell me, what was there a bounce in your step, Muireann, for the couple of days afterwards, albeit a tired one, but I'm sure you must have been thrilled to have got the win, a big win like that as well, coming from the podium and coming from the debut years as well, back in 2022 and 2023. I'm sure that must have filled you with so much confidence and joy.
Oh yeah. No, I was really, really hoping I would even just podium. I was like, oh my God, imagine if I could. And I was kind of trying to hype myself up that, that it would be possible. I was overjoyed, and my parents were they were following me, and they were they were so shocked. Like last year, my mom was like, no more, please, no more 80Ks. But of course, she was delighted when obviously she saw how happy I was, and of course they actually found out when they saw the Facebook post, I think, of the video. They were so shocked.
Yeah. And Muireann, has that Dare you to dream, for example, of, we saw the World Championships run 2 weeks
Yeah.
ago and the Irish team over there competing so well.
Oh.
Have you dreamt about that at all? Getting the green jersey or trying to go for the green jersey, excuse me, over the next couple of years? Because again, a big win like that, sub 3 hour caliber, hopefully, athlete on the roads, that does suggest that, yeah, you would be in the mix for one of the long trail or ultra trails Irish teams in European Championships, World Championships. Have you been checking out the calendar for 2026 and 2027?
I was, to be fair, I've been following the World Champs, and like I was very aware they were on during the time I was doing Eco Trail, so I knew I probably had a better chance of winning because of that. But like I'd love obviously to prove myself, I guess, do more races and maybe be a little bit more focused on the trail running, because I never thought I'd like I was I'm. Like growing up, I was never someone who was winning things. Like I was in team sports and stuff like that. I really enjoyed them, but running didn't come until probably COVID time, So I've been definitely following it, and I'd love to try and prove myself in the field, I guess, of trail running in Ireland if I could. But I guess that is a dream.
No, absolutely. Well, keep an eye on the IMRA website. I think they have their AGMs towards the middle end of November, and then they publish their racing calendar for 2026, where you'll see the trial dates there, and where I reckon we might see it running for Ireland, hopefully in the next year or two. And where I've got 3 daughters, and I want my daughter to run like Muireann does in the final kilometer of an 80K race, hopefully sometime in the future. And where it was inspirational to see you with such a great win, running so well, and such a great ambassador for the sport of trail running, even though you mightn't realize it. It was brilliant to see in action. And we're in good luck with your sub 3 hour effort in a couple of weeks' time. I'll be keeping an eye out for your results. And thanks a million for sharing your story with us today.
Oh, no, thank you so much, Owen. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to chat here. Thank you.
Okay, best of luck. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, there we have it, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed that chat with Muireann, and she's helped and inspired you all to keep on chasing those dreams. A reminder too, before I go, to use the code FUELUP, uppercase or lowercase, for 10% off all of your sports nutrition and supplement needs on Irish store, newleafonline.ie, where mountain runner and UTMB finisher Mairead and the team will be more than happy to help you all out. For now, everybody get your running gear on. Let's go.